So I want to talk about the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. And I want to let you into a secret. We've been talking about Tshuva, we've been talking about Chana, Elul, and Rosh Hashanah, Pasher, the Indian Rosh Hashanah, and the Shuzen, Rosh Hashanah about Yira, the Chulet. I'll let you into a secret. The Gemara in Tesayin on the base, Rosh Hashanah, says, "V'omer Yitzchak, ein donim es ha'adam el v'maisom shel oisa shah. Shneema ki shom alikim el kol ana v'asher shah. V'maisa, Rabbeinu Shalom is don, the mensh, if he is maisom shel oisa shah, on Rosh Hashanah. But what do we need the whole Elul for? What do we need all these cheshbonos?" And Rashi says it's lafuke, the future. Rashi brings a medrash on Eino Domim Yisrodim Lefi Ma'aseh Shleisa Shah. The medrash says that when is that said? It was said by Yishmael, who was dying of thirst, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make a ness, make a well to save Yishmael's life. And says the Medrash, the Malachi Ashores came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they said, his children are going to kill Yidden with thirst. Now how do you kill someone with thirst? A person dies of thirst. Now how do you kill someone with thirst? So it brings a whole mindset that when the Yidden went into Golos and they came past the Arabs, they were mamish, completely shattered, starving, tired and everything. So the Arabs brought out meat for them, but it was salted meat. And then they brought out water shirts, like skins which hold water, but they were blown up with air, and there was no water in them. And the Yidden were so meshugah, the sugar is thirst after the salty meat. When they gave them the water shirts, they bit the top off, the cork off, and the air went in and killed them. So the Arabs invented a way of killing people with thirst. The Malachi Ashar is tied into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're going to make Yishmael a ness and save him from dying of thirst. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now, at this point, is he a tzaddik or is he a rasha? He said, now he's a tzaddik. This is a ma'aser that many years' time is going to happen. So the Rosham said, and he done his hard on the fee ma'aser shari sashar. Okay, it's interesting what exactly the time of the Malachi HaShoris is, but not now. But what do you see from that? That's l'choy l'afuk in the future. So that can help. We'll speak about it in the Tshuva Vadim. We're not going to have this week Vav Tshuva, but maybe Erev Shabbos Tshuva. That if a person is Chozer B'Tshuva and is sincere about his Tshuva, and afterwards the Yetzer Hara chaps him and he does the Avera again, so a lot of Rishonim explained that Tshuva is not Vav. Not Poshet, but Sadigon says the Hedja, and other Rishonim say the Tshuva is not Bottle. And over here, this is a Shtikul Pesach to see that any Donner Sodom, if he might have Shari Sashar, if now he's being Choisib in Tshuva, the fact what's going to happen in the future, the Rishonim doesn't take that into account. Okay, but there's an interesting Rabbeinu Hananel. He brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, "Rishur ben Levi Oma mehai kro im zach v'yosha hayiso ein zivkan ela im zach v'yosha ato achsho." The pasuk says in Iyov, "Im zach v'yosha ato." If you are pure and straight, then you get a skus. And he says, "He comes lafuke." Not to say if you were straight. So what does that mean? Isn't the whole bit, what of Tshuva considering what you did and make a tikkun of what we did. We mischarek, we misvade. Along comes this Gemara. Over Yitzchok, any done is on the kibayis of Shalosh Hashol. Even look up in the past, not just look up in the future. Im zach v'yoshoato. If today you're a tzaddik, then you get a good psak. What does that mean? It means lechayra. We don't have to worry about tshuva. We don't have to worry about cheshbonos. One thing we have to worry: we'll make sure we're a good boy on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, it's against everything that we've always heard, right? The answer is that it's not that the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't look at the past. Of course he does. What's the din? The din is on what we did over the year. But the kudi is, the Rebbeinu Shem is not looking at us as we were when we were doing the chet. The Rebbeinu Shem is looking at us on the Shas, the Din. What's our Yachas today, legabe, what we did before? Now, Rosh Hashanah is the first 2 days of our Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But al pi halacha, you're not allowed to be maskir chet. And there's no biduyim. So how is it Tshuva? Where's the Tshuva? So I'm saying to you that when the Rebbeinu Shem is looking at us on Rosh Hashanah, b'yachas, how we today, b'yachas what we did before, but we don't have, we're not b'yachas to that. But what's the b'yachas word? The answer is that the yisod of Rosh Hashanah. And then also, I'll tell you what the people, famous questions some people have been asked it the last few weeks, that why is Rosh Hashanah come before Yom Kippur? Wouldn't it be better to have Yom Kippur first? The Rebbeinu Shem be moichel all the Averas, and then we'll come to Rosh Hashanah, we'll all have a Ksiva Toiva. The answer is that you can't start Tshuva without Kabbalas on Malchus Shamayim. Rosh Hashanah is about being the Kabbal Malchus. And if a person's not the Kabbal Malchus, then the Hemshech doesn't work. What are you being Chayzer Tshuva for? For who? For what? What did you do? If you don't have a Melech, then why are we being Chayzer Tshuva? What's the problem? More than that, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago I told you the Medrash which says that the Rebbeinu Shalom starts in the Kisei Adin and is only the Kisei HaKavod when we blow the Shofar. How does that work? Because Shofar is like being Mamlich the Melech, and the Melech can be Moichel. If the Rebbeinu Shalom is being misnayeg b'din, Din is Mido Keneged Mido. In Mido Keneged Mido, there's no Mechila. Mido Keneged Mido is suffer the consequence of what you did. Moshe Ladav Mad Ovedoyme. If a person smokes 60 cigarettes a day, and after a couple of years, he has these tremendous pains in his chest, and he goes to the doctor, and the doctor does all the tests, and he says, I'm afraid you have very severe lung cancer, you're only going to survive maybe 3 months. And he said, doctor, it's not fair. Why? I enjoy smoking. What's the problem? Why do I have to die just for you? I enjoy smoking. Enochanami, you might enjoy smoking. But don't say you weren't warned. It says on the packet very clearly, this can cause death. So why are you doing it? You're going to enjoy it ahead, enjoy it ahead. So what's the etzem answer? Mesega. You want to smoke? Smoke. But realize, there are consequences. You can't take away the consequences. You got 3 months to live, and that's it. Carry on smoking, and you'll have your last 3 months of life, and you know, enjoy. There's nothing we can do for you. Chet is even more than physical consequences. Chet gives spiritual lung cancer, spiritual neshama cancer, spiritual nefesh cancer. All aveiros are metzias. So, how are we going to get round that the Rebbeinu Shlomo should be Moichel? If it's Mido, can I get Mido? There are consequences of everything that we did. That's a Metzias. Melech, okay, it doesn't stim, I know, it doesn't stim exactly with the Moshe I just told you, because we have to figure out how Tshuva could be a Refuah, but not now, how it actually would be the Refuah. Tshuva is chemotherapy, which can actually get rid of all the lung cancer. But I'll call upon him, if the Rebbeinu Shlomo is misnaig like a dayan, there's no room to be moichel. You can't get to Yom Kippur unless we're mekabel the Rebbeinu Shlomo as a melech. And on Yom Kippur we say, melech moichel v'soleach. Why melech? Melech is about Rosh Hashanah. Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo can only be moichel. Kibiyochel is only moichel when we are misnaig to him like a melech. When we understand Rebbeinu Shlomo, you can do anything. A judge has to go and obey the rules of Mido can again Mido. So Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, be'etzim 2 days of Kabbalas Malchus. Now there's a klal godel ma'oid in Ruchnius. Remember this, it's vital. And that is, you must not jump in Ruchnius. You mustn't go and do things the malam mi madrigosko. It's a very dangerous thing. I've seen it a few times when Bochum took on things which were too much for them, and they cracked up. And many years ago, before I was here, I got to know a Bocher, who I didn't know when this happened, but he told me that he got very stark when he was in second year, third year, and he decided to make all sorts of kabbalas about not eating too much. He ate only to kach v'kach gezeisim every day, and kombini kabbalas. He pushed himself. He saw from Gedolim do all these type of hanhogas, and then he said, and one day he came to the Beis Medrash for Shacharis, came early, like we always said, came early, and he mamish had a breakdown. He cracked up completely, he couldn't put tefillin on, he couldn't daven, he went crazy. And he said, for 5 days he couldn't put tefillin on, and he couldn't daven a word, and then he got help, and he got back to himself slowly. When I knew him, because a year and a half later, he was able to daven and put tefillin and learn, and he learned very seriously. But he was much more relaxed at Malach. And he said, I cannot learn any Musa or any Halacha. When I take out Mishnah Berurah and starts telling me what I have to do, I get all nervous. And then a few years later, I bumped into him in America. He went back to America. He was married. And I asked him how he's doing. He says he still cannot learn the halacha. He had a total breakdown. Why? Because he jumped. He took on madrigas which he was not holding by. We had another guy here quite a few years ago who's makabo, all sorts of has tremendous hasmada. It was far too much for him. And then he started having stomach aches and headaches. And he went to this doctor and that doctor and the other doctor, and nobody could figure out what he had. In the end, he had to leave yeshiva. His mom was in a really bad state. Had to leave yeshiva. And he stopped learning. And I spoke to a therapist friend of mine, and I asked him, tell me, is it shayach that a person from psychology, a psychological, emotional problem can produce mamash physical stomach aches and physical headaches and everything? So, the overlap of the mental to the physical is a very grey area, he told me. So it was poshut to me that this bocher didn't need a regular doctor, he needed a psychiatrist. And that's the story goes on. He got married, and this girl didn't make it. Never picked up a phone to anybody in yeshiva. She didn't know anything about this. What just happened? He got married. He wanted to come back. Came back to Koilel. Came to Koilel. Came to Toma again, Koilel. And then after a few weeks, it all started coming back again. So he left. Never. It's very dangerous. A person jumping, you must never jump in ruchnius. Rav Shleiman Sadim HaKadosh Baruch gave a marshal. All what we are teaching you, you can say as a marshal, is about mountain climbing. Is how to climb a mountain. And everything they are learning about Avodah, Yirah Shamayim, Musa, etc., is learning the yesodos of mountain climbing. Each one of us has a mountain which we have to climb. And nobody's ever climbed that before. And you can't get somebody who's going to map out exactly the route to take. We can show you how you go through life and how you work out the route yourself, but you have to work out the route yourself. And to climb the mountain has to be shlav acha shlav acha shlav. And how do you climb a mountain? You take a peg, and you find a place where you can put it in, and you hammer it in so it should be solid. And then you take your rope, which protects you and holds you. You tie it around the thing. You pull yourself up. That shlav. Then you find another peg. Where can I put this in? Find that. The rope. Your safety rope. Another step. Another step. Another step. Slowly, 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 you're going up the mountain. A guy says, "Well, I want to speed up. Why do I have to go so slowly? Look, there's a rock up there. I'll jump, and I'll get a hold of that rock, and I'll be able to go six steps." And that's what he does. And the rock is loose, and he chaps the rock, and the rock comes out, and he falls down the mountain and kills himself. That's what happens when a person doesn't go shlav achar shlav. In Ruchnius, the Mashgiach said, "For this klal, every klal has a yotze min haklal. There's a yotze min haklal twice a year. There's a yotze min haklal. The one has to jump in Ruchnius. We do jump in Ruchnius. One of those two times, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's one, and Leil Seder. Leil Seder, we'll talk about Yetz Hashem, the end of winter's month." But we're talking about now the Yom Neroim. The Medrash says about the Yom Neroim, Lifnei Hashem kiva, kiva, lishbotes haaretz. Possible, say Friday night, Kabbalah Shabbos. Lifnei Hashem kiva, the Rebbeinu Shalom is coming. Kiva, kiva, says twice, says the Medrash, kiva b'Rosh Hashanah, kiva b'Yom HaKippurim. Uma la'asois, lishbotes haaretz. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Melech is coming to us. Lishbot is Oretz. Mashgiach said a Moshe. What goes on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Moshe to a peasant who lives in a village somewhere, a very poor man, and because he doesn't have very much money to feed the family, because he can feed the family, and he doesn't have very good furniture. One of his chairs broke, so the kids sit on an orange box, and the table once the leg broke, and so he's got another box which holds up the table. They haven't painted the house for years. One day he gets a letter from the king from the palace. The king wants to come and visit him because the king wants to experience what it's like, what peasant life is like. So he said, and therefore, on this and this day, the king is coming to have a meal by you. Together with Shubi, the king's coming. How am I going to entertain the king? You know, the king, I can't bring you into my house if you know anything about royalty, you know, the king has a very choshua chair and with velvet upholstery and bechule bechule, and he has a special chef which cooks these super choshua food bechule, all those things. How am I going to do? So it says very clearly on the bottom, the king does not want to be treated royally. He wants to experience the life of a peasant. Okay? So I don't have to get a special chair for the king. But the miser, I can't expect the king to sit on the orange box. I have to find somewhere, like Yeshiva's Torah's Moshe, who's got plastic chairs, at least that, ones who've not broken, and bring that, a masha who... I can't let the king come with the tables propped up by a box. So he goes to the local carpenter and he says, can you fix this table? He says, listen, I don't have another leg like you have the three legs. And I bought a piece of wood and the table will be firm. Okay, let's put that. He looks around his dira. He hasn't painted it for years and years. It's all the kids are running around and etc. He has to paint the. You know, once quite a few years ago, I was with my mishpacha in the summer, and we went to Buckingham Palace. And you're allowed to see a few rooms in Buckingham Palace. I wanted to see the private bedroom and thing, but they wouldn't let you. But anyway, the kids say you come into this thing and they give you a book. And you see this, it tells you what you're looking at with all these old decorations, all those things. So we walk into this big room, this luscious red, deep red walls, and my wife says, wow, look at that wallpaper. So I start reading it. I said, it's not wallpaper. It's pure Indian silk, which was sent in 18 something or other by this king to that king and another thing. They don't have wallpaper. They've got mamish. You know, you look up and you see this gold paint, which a lot of times people have. You know, some people buy plastic bits and stick on the walls or all that. It's the real stuff. It's the real carved gold sachen. The king doesn't want that, but he has to paint the house. Get some whitewash at least. You can't bring the king into such a matzah. He goes to the local butcher. What meat do they have? The king has clays, venison. I don't know. He said, we don't have anything with it. This is the best I can do for you. The baker, this bread that's the best bread we have, Bichlau. So he tries his best, but the king wants and knows he's coming to a peasant, and he wants to experience the life of a peasant. He doesn't expect him to bake the most choshev bread which he has in his palace. He doesn't want that. Zol de Mashgiach, Rosh Hashanah Kiva, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Melech is coming to us, and the Melech knows who we are. Any donis are the Melech of Himayim shows a shah. The Rabbi Shalom knows he's coming to us. But if we don't react bichlal, we carry on the same as we are the rest of the year, then it's a bizayon for the Melech. So we're not on the darga, whatever, but we have to try. And if we don't try, it's a bizayon for the Melech. So we have to jump, because where we're holding, if we're done the same mirav as we've done in the whole year, it's a design for the Melech. Kiva, the Melech's here. So the mirav, right from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the mirav has to be a different type of mirav. Down slower, try and be mechavin. The Kriyishma, be mechavin. the Shmoneh Esrei, through Mechavin, it's longer Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. Be Mechavin, learn the I'll call upon him the translation, try to teach you a bit about Malchus verse and Shofars for the next day. Then there's the Suda, before the Suda, there's after davening, we give brachas to each other. Give brachas to people with a smechel, with a smile, with a simcha. Give geshmak of brachas. It takes a long time in yeshiva, and it's now there's even more bachrim, so people file past and you give a bracha to all the rebbeim, whoever's there, roshiva. So you need patience. Now, if you've got a bit of seichel, so you don't line up and just stand there it can take half an hour. So the people got seichel, take out a sefer and go do something, and then come to the end of the line, you get the same bracha, same thing, you don't have to waste the time, anything. But I'll call upon him, realize it's Rosh Hashanah. We have the Suda. Suda, there's a minute to have the simonim. A different mahalkin in the simonim. Some people make the Suda out of the simonim, so the Suda should be achila l'shem shemayim. In other words, you have fish, well, yirat son shenir k'nifra v'nirbe k'dogi. You have whatever, carrots, yigzar aleinu k'zera toiva. In Hebrew, it's gezer. V'chulim. Some people have the simonim al simonim and say the tefillah. The ikar lechora is the tefillah of the simonim. What should you schmooze about in the Suda? Try your hardest, Torah. Don't stump, waste your time. The oilam sing a ninyan, sing with. In davening, there's a lot of singing. And the vault in the singing is it's Kvod HaMelech. The Melech's here. We're singing these piyutim, the Kvod HaMelech. Be mishtatek. Now, you're all here for the first time, and you're all going to have, as a first year Yetzirah. Now, I've got negius, I'm telling you quite straight out, I've got negius about this, but the Maisa, I know that You've been davening for the last few years wherever you've been davening, and you have your chazan who sings this or says it like this or whatever, and here in yeshiva, that's a niggun. That's what you sing for this. Bayaz mamish, bayaz on the son of Tokev, the whole shemayim opened up. That's how you say in the son of Tokev. So you're going to be disappointed. It's guaranteed. You're going to be disappointed with the davening, and that it's not like I'm used to, and the v'chule, v'chule. And that happens always when a person davenes a new place, especially if he's been davening in one place for a while. Stop. Okay? The melech brought you here. Make the best of the davening here. Be mishtatev in the davening. Try to daven your hardest. I'll now tell you another shock. The Musaf on Rosh Hashanah is not poshut. Machlokes is Rishonim. Every time you daven, except for Rosh Hashanah, then your tefillah belachash is your ikar tefillah. And there's a takon chazoras hashatz on Rosh Hashanah. A lot of Rishonim hold and pashas like that. Your ikar tefillah in Musaf Rosh Hashanah is the Chazar Sashatz. Nafka Mina is you have to hear every word. I'll call upon him the ikar. You don't hear every word of the piyutim, but of the actual Chazar, the actual tefillah. You have to hear every word. So some people daven longer and some people daven shorter. So what are we going to do? A lot of people daven longer on Rosh Hashanah, and if we start the Chazor Sashatz before you're finished, then you're going to miss the Chazaras HaShatz. You won't be Yotze with the Chazaras HaShatz. So therefore, what we do in Yeshiva, everybody's sitting down, Musaf on Rosh Hashanah is 45 minutes. The Tefillah Belachash. 45 minutes. But, 5 minutes before we start Chazaras HaShatz, I give a clap. Now, don't stand up when I give that clap. That means the first clap means you've got another 5 minutes. So if you're still davening, hurry up, you can finish before I start. But because I always clap, a few people stand up, nothing's happening. Because, no, it's not happening. So, Be'erich 40 minutes after we start, Be'erich 40 minutes to give it a clap, and then 5 minutes later we start Chazar Sashatz. There's another big problem on Rosh Hashanah. It could be that you're standing next to a person who's davening at 100 miles an hour and he's shuckling away, and maybe he starts crying, and then and maybe it makes even a little bit of noise, and you start getting more and more angry. What do you mean? You're not supposed to daven the coil if that's not the minig, and the minig in yeshiva is not. And why are you crying? Especially Shabbos, you're not supposed to cry. What's it doing? And you're getting more and more angry, and you're holding on to the pages because he's shuckling so fast, and there's a gust of wind or the thing. And then where are you holding? V'chol rishon kuno ke'oshon tichle. Who's the rishon you're talking about? You with your kas. You're talking about yourself. Calm down. Let him daven. Be happy that he's davening. Halavai, I daven with such kavana. Maybe there's no kavana. What are you saying? Oh, it's all chitzonius. Yeah, okay. If you were concentrating on your davening, you wouldn't notice that he's around. And so you didn't concentrate. Another when Chazor Sashatz and the Shach is mine, Musaf, they're very long. And so look inside and follow in the Machsa. The Mishnah Berurah brings out in Chazar Sashatz, you're supposed to do that always. At least on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, the Melech's here. Try your best to do it. And then all of a sudden somebody coughs. Everyone looks at him. Well, what are you looking? You're a Hatzalah mensch. You want to help him? Where's that guy going? What do you mean, where's he going? What do you have to follow inside? Concentrate on the tefillahs. Concentrate. It's hard. But we're jumping. We're trying to make a show. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're here. When you finish davening, it's quite late. And then there's the Suda. The Shabbos in the Shalosh Suda is. And then there's a bit of time. What should you do in the extra time? In the extra time, do use the time in the best you can. If you're knocked out and you need to sleep, so after Chatzah is the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you can sleep. But don't poof away till the next morning, right? You think you need half an hour? Get somebody to wake you up after half an hour. There's a minig, some people say tilim. If that's your minig and that's meaningful for you, so say tilim. If the tilim's going to put you to sleep, then don't say tilim. Learn. What should I learn? Learn whatever you're going to learn the most geschmack. Whatever you're going to have a cheshik for. Find a chavrusa you'll have a cheshik for. Use the time very well. One of the hardest tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah is Mincha. Also, get up early and get up on time so that you daven Psuki de Zimra properly. Don't be medalik on Rosh Hashanah. Be'er Sashacha, Komonis, Psuki de Zimra. But then Mincha, so Shachris people try, Musa, Malchus, and Shofars. When it comes Mincha, and I'll let you into another secret that we have over here, we daven Mincha straight after Musaf. So a lot of people, what's this business of davening mincha straight away? Not sure what we'll do this Shabbos. It's not so poshut with Shabbos shudus and everything. Pashtus, we will daven mincha straight away. The second day, we certainly daven mincha straight away. There's one prize you get. There's no avinu malkeinu if you daven mincha straight after musaf. Shabbos is no avinu malkeinu anyway. But so the eitzah is, you have no cheshik to daven fast. You decide, I'm going to daven fast, but with kavod. I'll say all the words, but I'll say them very fast. And you may find that you'll have a big cheshik for your davening, because the yetzar is telling you, daven mincha now, this crazy idea. So you say, listen, give me 5 minutes and I'll finish. Finish exactly 5 minutes, 8 minutes, and I'll finish. The yetzar lets you go, and you may find that you had a very good davening. You come the second night, after the whole pressure of the first day, and now nocham again, the whole thing. But I'm Evet Lashem, it's Rosh Hashanah, the metal's here. Daven with a geshmak. The second day we have tkiyas. When you hear them, we're listening to the tkiyas, what should it be mechavin? Be mechavin one thing. Be yotze, the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar. That's your mechavin. All the extra kavanas and things, they're all in malchus of Rosh Hashanah, like we spoke in the Bahad just last night. So be mechavin to be yotze. And what happens, sometimes it doesn't go so well, and he has to chazer over, and then he has to chazer again, and you get all impatient. So think, calm down. It's Rosh Hashanah. Be yotze. You want to be yotze and finished. Don't get angry. Sometimes people get upset with each other, especially the second day, and they're all after davening, and then come down to the Suda, and then some guys start singing, leave me alone, I want to go to sleep already. Calm down, take it easy. It's Rosh Hashanah, the Melech's here. They try your best to show you appreciate Kivah. Kivah, Rosh Hashanah, the Melech's here, I'm trying my best, I'm going to daven as stark as I can. Rashi says, Rosh Hashanah is litfilahu ba. The Ika Avoida of Rosh Hashanah is tefillah. Shofar is also tefillah. Ayin Shom. And so, Sudas, we'll have a good Suda, we'll use our time well, Bez Hashem, we'll be so good to receive a Tzivah.